Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
Even your Ivan Raiklin is our guest here for another 5 minutes. They're coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're joined by Project Veritas's, you guessed it, James O'Keefe. Well, Ivan's been a Green Beret. He's a lawyer. He also has worked for the Fifth Intelligence Agency that was headed up by General Flynn. He's friends with the family. I'll leave it at that. And he brought Flynn's son to one of our events. He's a great guy. I look forward to having them on air once they're able to do that. But just in closing, people need to know there's a civil war inside the government. And it's not like North versus South, where both sides had claims to why they were doing this, that we were still all Americans. This is foreign, outside, Chi-Com globalist money. The Chinese communists admit they're involved in Twitter, Facebook, Google. They own Hollywood. They own the debt. And I think the most exciting thing happening is that Trump and Pompeo are taking the gloves off and really just saying that the Democrats are now a fifth column of China. I mean, that's why the Democrats were so desperate to make it all about Russia, which, I mean, I'm nothing against Russia, but they can't keep their stoplights, you know, and their roads running right. They got a lot of problems. China, though, is very offensive worldwide and taking everything over. That's not debatable. The CFR loves China and says, get rid of America, put them in charge. And the fact that Trump is finally standing up to their trade war against us is really exciting. And to see the fifth column swing into action against Trump, that should unify all Americans behind Trump if they have any common sense.
You want me to react to that?
I want your reaction,
right?
To the whole, yeah, that whole situation.
Yeah, so I agree with most of what you're saying. I think one of the key points that needs to really be rehashed is that we're not really sure, based on all the reporting, on whether or not the virus was intentional, whether or not the virus was accidental. I can say this. I mean, China definitely used it to its advantage once the virus was out and it started to.
Hillary said, don't let the crisis go to waste, blame it on Trump. In fact, cue her up, please. Keep going, sorry.
Yes, so depending on how it played out, I mean, at this point, they are trying to provide all of the PPE and masks and all the healthcare items required in order to defend from this virus by, you know, production and sending it to the United States. But what President Trump is doing, I think, is what's going on based on, you know, I'm an entrepreneur as well, and I'm seeing some of the shipments being log jammed at entry point into the United States so that we can actually produce some of that equipment here in the United States and distribute it for the long-term effect of being able to have leverage over China as we start to scale our production and things that we are really need from China. And in the future, hopefully, we're not going to need that at the level that we...
Let's talk about, not officially, the Defense Intelligence Agency's posture and what you think Trump should do. Let's do a few more minutes on the other side of this segment about who you see the global players as and where America's place is in that. And you said you agree with most of what I said. I want to hear what you disagree with, because that's always informative. Do one more segment with us. I want to play a few of those clips of Hillary and others that I mentioned. But first, you talk about logjam. We're out there searching around for the best place to get good mask that actually have Infowars.com on them, also have Trump on them. I put in a big order with you guys just last week. They're already being printed up right here in the good old USA, made here in America. Tell folks about the mask you're producing. You also produced the mask for Laura Ingraham.
Laura Loomer.
Laura Loomer, that's right. So I'm going teleprompter free here, Ivan.
Right. There's a small little website called RepublicanLegion.com. And, you know, just as the president essentially said, he wants to start production, the Defense Production Act, to make sure that folks are producing the necessary goods we need in order to get the economy back started. I'm not really a big fan of masks. Right now I'm a healthy person, knock on wood. But for those that are potentially in a different situation, if you want to be able to go out in the economy and do it in a safe way, as per the Surgeon General, when he did the video clip a few weeks back on how to create your own mask, you can either do it with your shirts at home, or you can use something, you know, something similar to this, patriotic American flag. You can breathe through it. And then you essentially.
And tell folks about the company that Laura Loomer and you guys are using, because I really like the mask. I've got a bunch of them coming in.
Yeah, it's republiclegion.com. And then, like I said, if you want to go on the offense, you can get one of these, maybe.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, affordable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. Most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So if you get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, affordable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in, at morestore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the Communist Chinese and the WHO, also run by a former leader in the Communist Party in Africa, has come out and said, China did a perfect job, we did a terrible job. That's a quote. Bill Gates, who funds most of it to these private foundations, actually said, China's done perfect with their lockdown, we haven't done as good. So welding people inside their homes in a dystopic nightmare, shooting women at checkpoints, covering up the severity, all of that is perfect, according to Bill Gates. Well, now we've seen the governor of California banning people going to the beaches. We've seen YouTube banning medical doctors that own big clinics, saying that it has a less death rate than the flu when he was using the NIH's own numbers. They're trying to prolong the hysteria and the crisis to create a bad economy to drive Trump from power coming up in 178 days. And the Democrats and Hillary and people on HBO like Bill Maher have admitted all of that. This is incredibly transparent, and I hope we forget that and don't point out who triggered the hysteria. The blue states, the blue cities, First Big Tech, South by Southwest, run by a horrible globalist piece of trash named Lewis Black. They created the precedent and then said, oh, look, Trump isn't doing enough. Just shut down for 15 days. We said it won't be 15. It'll be years. And now Bill Gates goes on CNN and says, that's right, it's never going to come back. And J.P. Morgan Chase says 10 to 12 years of depression, it's never coming back. Because when we go down to zero, the big banks can buy everything up. This is like the Soviet Union before it got started with the Bolshevik Revolution, bringing the country to its knees so they could then be enslaved. And first the communists took control of the cities, locked down the infrastructure, and then took over the farms. San Antonio City Council passes resolution declaring Chinese virus to be hate speech. The ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Democratic Party are doing this. They pass similar resolutions that are totally unconstitutional. In New York, they claim they'll arrest you if you say the words illegal alien. I am going to go to San Antonio sometime this week in front of the Alamo with a bullhorn. I may do it this weekend, may do it Monday or Tuesday. And I'm going to say Chinese virus, Wuhan virus, Wuhan virus. And I'm going to see if they arrest me because, folks, it's the First Amendment and we have a right to say it. Here is a minute. There's 30 minutes of them praising themselves in the empty San Antonio City Council because citizens are all obsolete. We're all non-essential. We're not allowed to be there to challenge things now. There's no citizens' communications now, you see. This is the bum rush that authoritarians everywhere are using for their power grab. Here it is.
This item whereby you're claiming that persons are causing hate speech, hate crimes, by means of simply saying that the source of the big virus that we are all experiencing came from China, and thereby call it the China virus, well, you're saying that I'd be committing a hate crime by saying that.
Item 5 is a resolution affirming the city's commitment to the safety and well-being of all community members and combating hate speech. And whereas COVID-19 will not be stopped by political boundaries and was not created or caused by any race, nationality, or ethnicity, and the World Health Organization has cautioned against using geographic descriptions that can fuel ethnic and racial discrimination. And whereas COVID-19 has infected people from all racial, national, and ethnic backgrounds, and whereas the City of San Antonio is fully committed to the safety, security, and equal treatment of its residents as it confronts the COVID-19 pandemic, and whereas each individual has the ability to promote inclusiveness, celebrate diversity, support all fellow community members, prevent the spread of misinformation, and reject hate and bias in all forms. And whereas hate crimes, discrimination, and aggression against Asians and Jews are on the rise throughout the country as these groups are being blamed for the COVID-19 outbreak and spread. And whereas, as our history has shown, times of great fear, uncertainty, and unrest can lead to the demonization, blaming, and scapegoating of groups as the other. And whereas extremists are taking advantage of COVID-19 to spread their hateful ideologies, including anti-Semitism, racism, Islamophobia, and xenophobia, all persons are encouraged to report any anti-Semitic, discriminatory, or racist incidents to the proper authorities for investigation. Section 3, the City of San Antonio will continue its efforts to promote, protect residents, and target the victims of hate, to prosecute and curb hate acts related to COVID-19 in partnership with non-district attorney's office and the San Antonio Police Department and other law enforcement partners.
At a time of crisis, the city has always shown that we stand united, we stand together, and there's not room for discrimination or hate when we see it. So we shouted out collectively that San Antonians as a community will not tolerate it, and that's what this resolution is. And so I would ask for your support.
So there you go. They're trying to say it's illegal to say it's the communist Chinese virus, even though you always say the name of where something comes from. But even if it was wrong, people have a right to say it. Ivan Raiklin, former with the Defense Intelligence Agency, a lawyer, Green Beret, friends of the Flynns, all of this in the last hour, getting into General Flynn being exonerated. What do you make of what you just saw?
I mean, a lot of these folks that are at city council and even up through governors, they have no clue what the U.S. Constitution is. I mean, there's something called the First Amendment, freedom of assembly, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, right? And those are things that we need to remind them. I think it was the governor of New Jersey that, when he was questioned in an interview, asked, well, what don't you think you're violating people's First Amendment right to assemble? And he said, well, my decisions were made not even factoring in. I didn't even think about the First Amendment or the Constitution. These are the types of people that are leading these cities and towns, and to include governors. That's the New Jersey governor you mentioned earlier in the segment. What about the Democratic states that are headed up by governors that are from the Democratic Party, such as Cuomo in New York? If you start to look at the policies between Republican governors and how they actually implemented safeguards and measures against the China virus, you're going to see a stark difference. If you can pull up the differences between the numbers of infections as well as death rates, unfortunately, in New York, the number is astronomically higher to Florida. And in terms of numbers, Florida, I believe, just surpassed New York in terms of total population.
And remember, it was the Democrats tried to block Trump blocking Chinese flights.
Say that again, Alex?
The Democrats tried to block Trump blocking Chinese flights.
Right. I mean, they said it was xenophobic. It was racist to block folks coming in from China. And then when he made that decision, when quite a few people said that was not necessary, the next target was, oh, you didn't do it in time. You should have done it earlier. Meanwhile, the entire left wing, media industrial complex was saying the same thing that, I mean, Nancy Pelosi, she was having her Chinese New Year in San Francisco at the time, asking everybody to come out and party. Same thing Mayor de Blasio was doing in New York City.
They think we don't have any memory.
This could be consistent, epic failures at every level. It's just ridiculous.
In closing, do you think America is winning right now, or are we going to succumb to the fear?
No, so actually, I've been traveling still, and I've been this week alone. I've been in Iowa, I've been in Georgia. I've done about four flights, and while the first flights that I've been on, it was a little bit not too many people. There was maybe 5 or 10 of us. What was it, 2 days ago, as I was flying from Chicago to Atlanta, you could start seeing a pickup and an uptick in folks coming out. At the airports as well as here in Georgia.
I agree, and I think Trump showing leadership and ignoring the NIH's garbage is important. Ivan Raiklin, thank you so much. On Twitter at R-A-I-K-L-I-N. Thank you so much. We look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it, as always.
All right. Take care. All right. We've got Project Veritas coming on with their bombshell developments, and I mean bombshell. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Obviously, President Trump knew they were trying to set him up, and we're going to try to blame him for the Chinese virus, the left, and the globalists for making their move on every front. So he had to respond to some of it and not be caught flat-footed. He couldn't just completely, I believed, up front, defeat the hysteria, plus we weren't sure how bad it would really be because China was so deceptive. Now that we know that it's bioweapons, so they can own it and patent it with a vaccine, but still not that deadly, designed to take out old people, we understood that they were going to try to keep things locked down. So we had to be ahead of that, explaining, hey, they're going to lock us down pretty much permanently. Then Trump's got to expose that, and we can't be locked down more than a month and a half, 2 months. Well, you notice we're almost locked down 2 months. 57 days right now. He's like, we got to reopen now. He's ignoring the NIH that's run by the WHO, that's run by the big robber baron foundations, controlled by Bill and Melinda Gates at the top. But I was just thinking during the break, and then I'm going to get to what the president was just talking about moments ago in an ongoing live press conference, and very important what he said. I wanted to show people something. I hope Trump succeeds. I hope we succeed and can reboost the economy. But shutting things down like this for even 2 months is devastating the third world, and it's going to hurt us really, really bad because people are timid and they're scared to go back even when it reopens, and the left knows that. They're trying to scare people as much as possible. So it is critical to go out to restaurants, even though most restaurants I want to go to are still closed. The movie theaters are still closed in Austin because the mayor is ignoring the governor, kind of like that judge up in Dallas ignored the governor. So this is a big problem. They know what they're doing. But I wanted to say this. I've got a bunch of storable food right over there, extra food I bought for myself. And I've got so much stored at my house that my garage is filled with it. So I've got some stored here in the studio that I've got to put somewhere. It's over there in the dark. But during the break, I just hauled over one of these big tote containers that it's sealed in for TV viewers to look at it. That lasts 25 years, the food inside of it. It's sealed where you can even bury it. And then it's got these big, huge bags with almost no air in them of emergency preparedness 7-day packs, 72-hour kit packs, chocolate pudding, buttermilk pancake mix, orange drink, energy drink. Some of the boxes are just full of all these goodies and things you wouldn't think about that you'd want during an emergency. It's not just macaroni and cheese. It's not just rice. It's not just beef stroganoff, and all these other great meals. It's all the little tasty things you like as well. And this food is the lowest price you're going to find for quality food. And just as important, they actually have it in stock. So I should probably in the next few days do a whole segment busting open the six-month food supply that I ordered for myself and had delivered to the office that I plan to probably just give to family so they have a backup, because I've got quite a bit. I've got like a two-year food supply. But this is just such high quality, and they've actually got the food. They're packaging it right now, and you will actually get it delivered to you. In fact, I have some family in East Texas that ordered food, and they told them 6 weeks, about 8 weeks ago. And I was talking to them just the other day, and they said, yeah, we got it in 5 weeks, not 6 weeks, just like they said. And they've been eating it, and they love it, and they're already digging into it. But this is something you have. You put in the attic. You put in the garage. You put in the closet. You know it's there. It lasts 25 years. And that checkbox is handled. That's taken care of. But I'm telling you, folks, I'm telling you, they've got such difoods, specialty diets. Everything is at InfoWarsStore.com, ready hour by the folks at My Patriot Supply. We have their full catalog, the lowest price you're going to find. They take the orders right off the site. We are My Patriot Supply. InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase then funds our operation. And separately, I've been so busy, I haven't told you about some of these big mega specials we've got going right now. Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, back in stock, 50% off. Alexa Pure Breeze, 100% off retail, never done before. Supermel Vitality, back in stock, 35% off. Emirates Essentials Hand Sanitizer Combo, 50% off. InfoWars Live Protein Bars, 40% off, because that's basically almost a cost. 8-Pack Power Stack, 60% off. X3 Tri-Iodine, 2-ounce, 60% off. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Living Defense, 40% off. Limited edition InfoWars face mask, $9.95. Vaso Beach, 40% off. Real Red Pill, Red Red Pill Plus, 50% off. Ultra 12, 40% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. Bodies, 40% off. Turbo Force, 40% off. And so much more. Take action today. But let's go out to break before we're joined by the amazing James O'Keefe with his latest coup, with what the president just had to say about reopening.
It was windy and beautiful, and we have a great country, and we're rebuilding our country. We had the greatest economy in the history of the world. No country had anywhere near us, and we had the best we've ever had, but we've had the best ever in the world. China is a very good competitor, but we were doing much better than China, and that's before COVID, before this plague came in. We were doing much, much better than anybody, best we've ever done, and we had to close it down. It was an artificial closing. We had to just close it down. Never happened. A thing like that never happened before. We did the right thing. It's horrible what's happened. It should have been stopped. It should have been stopped where it came from, which was China. It could have been stopped easily and quickly, and for some reason they were unable to do it. I think they tried, but it got away from them, I guess. But it's a shame, and so many hundreds of thousands of people around the world have been killed, 184 countries. But we're going to build our country back, and we're going to build it back fast. This group of people, we all did it before, and we'll do it again. And we created something that has never been seen before. And if you are somebody that likes history, and I think everyone in this room likes history, you wouldn't be doing what you're doing. You would see that, and you would remember that this was the year that China was going to overtake us in the economy. If you go back 2 months, you would see that they weren't anywhere close, that we were going to be there many years of a very, if the right person sits in this seat, it'll never happen. If the wrong person sits in this seat, it'll happen in a period of a few years or less. It can happen almost immediately. So we are in a position where we have to start all over again, and we will start all over again, and we'll build something that was even better than we had before, recognizing that so many people have died. So many people have died. That's the one thing we can't do anything about, unfortunately. What I can say is if we did it the different way, if we went herd, if we just said, let's wing it, we would have been talking about numbers that would have been unsustainable and unacceptable. You look on the screens, you look on television today, and you see body bags, and you see mass graves. And we may be talking about 95,000 people ultimately. We may be talking about something more than that. But if you take a low number, 1.5 million, so you multiply whatever number we're talking about times 15, it would not be acceptable. It's not acceptable.
We got James O'Keefe coming up. We're going to come back to the conclusion. We're getting some of the positive information as well. Please stay with us. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Stay with us. I'm always excited about InfoWars Live products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic
hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out. It smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
So much incredibly important news breaks about how they're counting every death as a COVID-19 death. They're counting people that don't even test positive for COVID-19 as COVID-19. They are demanding that we get all hysterical and never go outside again, even though civilization and society is breaking down. Third world starving to death. We're going to all be bankrupt pretty much. But the big mega banks and the billionaires, they're licking their lips. They're going to be able to vertically integrate and consolidate total control and come with forced inoculations and ID cards to prove we've been inoculated. You just wake up and you're in a dystopia. But then Project Veritas and James O'Keefe go out and do professionally what Citizens trailblazed on. Remember, 2-3 months ago, people were going to hospitals all over Europe, all over Asia, and showing them empty while they were claiming that they were full. And then in the U.S. in the last few months, totally empty. And then they see photo ops going on with people dressed up in hazmat suits and looking like lines going in, but they would loop the people in and out. And now Project Veritas caught it all on tape. They have like a 30-minute report on their website. But here's just a few minutes. I mean, I know this broke last week, but or I guess on Monday, but you just can't talk about this enough. They want everybody to forget about this, but we're not going to let folks forget about it. Here it is.
You're telling me you're 100% certain that CBS News, CBS News Corporation, National, staged a fake event. They faked the news. They faked the reality and broadcasted that to all of their audience last Friday on CBS This Morning.
100%, absolutely.
Only six states have reported more cases than Michigan, but fewer than 2% of its people have been tested for the virus. In our series on the state of coronavirus testing, Adriana Diaz shows how Michigan is trying to improve a system that has failed some of its people.
But the governor says testing above all else will help determine when to fully reopen.
Apparently, the news crew wanted more people in the line. Because they knew it was
special. Well, we knew they were coming. We had no clue that we were going to have to, like, do fake patients.
Did she tell you guys, like, hey, you're not actually getting tested?
Yeah. Yeah, she did. Well, just to make it more confusing for the news, because they were right there.
That's crazy. Well, I didn't see you guys do the swab at all. I just saw you talking to them. And then I was talking to the other girl.
There were a couple of real patients. It's made it worse.
They probably just wanted it to look busy. It's my guess.
Is this the fake lines?
Yes. Yep. That's it.
So the people in the cars are not patients?
Majority of them. I do know from talking to the testers that one or two of them were real patients, which added to their frustration because this line sat there for a while so they could organize the shot.
So they've made a line of cars with medical personnel on the cars as opposed to patients.
Correct.
And the viewer does not know that.
Correct. You shouldn't be afraid to say the truth because in the end, you know, truth always wins.
And by the way, citizens first went to that very hospital they saw in the news claiming they had lines around the block, and they were there and saw there'd be nobody there for days. And as soon as media showed up, there'd be a line of 10, 15 people going in and a bunch of cars backed up. And it was the hospital workers in the empty hospital being told, go out and do it. And there they are admitting it. Undercover video inside saying, we were told to do this for CBS. So, of course, we have to question every big event. Because it's not just Jesse Smollett trying to stage something with two dudes by himself. There are major institutions and groups that said all those babies were thrown out of the incubators to start the Iraq War in 1990. None of it was true. They used a woman, a young teenage girl from a local PR firm who'd never been to Kuwait to say she saw them killing the babies. None of it happened. There weren't babies in incubators. It didn't happen. But that's how you launched a war that then over the years killed millions of people, killed tens of thousands of U.S. troops, hundreds of thousands of troops from the coalition got hit by gas when we blew up their bunkers. And just the chain reaction of this continues on. And there's so many hundreds of examples. But then if we question other big events, we're bad. The Democrats also do things like hire AstroTurf, just people to come as demonstrators. And then they will also hire right-wing AstroTurf to have collisions and have fights. And we got Antifa documents out of Maryland from 2015 exclusively from Antifa, funded by George Soros' son. It's his group with the Maryland police in on it, where they were supposed to burn a trash can, where they were supposed to attack a Starbucks. I always wonder why it's a Starbucks, why it's a McDonald's. They're part of it as corporations. They don't prosecute. And so they have targets. They script it. Okay, you go burn a trash can here. The cops let you do that. You go attack a McDonald's here. You knock out a window. And then you try to get the black folks to riot. That's in the documents to cause a race war. But the black folks didn't do it. And there are real examples out there. There are a lot of them where you will see people questionably shoot a black person or kill a black person, and in many cases it's wrong. But statistically, it's still very, very low that whites are doing that. The media blows that up, though, like zooming in on a grain of sand out of thousands of deaths, and then ignores, oh, when the black cop shoots a black guy or beats up a black guy. Okay, well, we've got James O'Keefe popping in with us here to talk about this latest development. Absolutely incredible. A lot of citizens, James, as you know, went out and saw this for themselves, but you guys were able to get undercover and document this. So congratulations again on defending the truth.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we've only got a few minutes here. You had some phone issues, but thanks for joining us. What should people know about this?
So this is the hospital in Michigan that staged a fake COVID testing line. They've admitted to it. The president talked about it in the Oval Office, and and there's some contradictions between the statements from the hospital staff. But basically, they claim that they did this, and the board of directors of this hospital in Michigan says he's going to get to the bottom of it and try to hold the people accountable who staged this news, who faked the news, and CBS broadcast it on the national morning show.
Well, it's obvious this is going on all over the Western world because they're incentivized to get more people in there and to create hysteria.
That's right. So they wanted to make it look busy, they said, according to the statement. So, but what's remarkable about this, Alex, is that they took down CBS Morning Show National, actually did take down the broadcast. For a large national broadcast to take down their entire segment is kind of a concession that something really went wrong here. So it's not just that they did it, but they got caught doing it, and now they're having to admit that they did it.
What's coming next? I know you've always got a lot of irons in the fire. You want to give us a little sneak peek prelude?
I mean, what's not coming next? I mean, we got hundreds of insiders across the country in these hospitals that are contacting us, and I think we really have to just expose the fraud. And it's anywhere you go, every single place has various lies and fraud hidden from the public view. It's just we caught them this time. The insider recorded their colleagues admitting that they were creating a fake line using fake patients for purposes of looking busy on CBS News. And the tragedy is that there were some real patients that couldn't be treated because of the staged event.
James O'Keefe, in closing, how is the mainstream media going to respond to this? I guess with more censorship, you've had your video censored off YouTube, medical doctors that exposed this are being censored. Doesn't President Trump need to act against this censorship?
Well, he spoke about it in the Oval Office yesterday. He brought this story up, but the media responded by taking down their entire broadcast of what they did. But I can tell you that we have a story coming up on a big tech story, a huge tech story coming soon, and we're going to go right into the belly of the beast with these big tech firms and catch them in the act and get them to admit their political motivations, Alex. So we hope the president responds to that one when it comes out, too. And if you're on the inside, anyone listening right now, it's Veritas Tips. That's Veritas Tips at protonmail.com. We can send you a camera, and you can help expose what's going on in the places where you work.
Well, it's beautiful what you guys are doing, and I'm glad that somebody's got an organization together and organizational skills to take action. That's a jam.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You just heard James O'Keefe. They're set to release a huge big tech bombshell. I sleep better at night knowing there's a James O'Keefe out there. I sleep at night good knowing there's other folks popping up that have courage as well, just like you. And more medical doctors from Michigan and Texas and Florida and California and Wisconsin and Iowa and Arkansas. I mean, there's so many. Illinois, Vermont. I mean, I'm thinking about actual doctors that we've played clips of. So many, I can't even get to them all. Every day, I'm up late at night watching clips of doctors coming out saying, we're ordered to put on the form if somebody dies of a heart attack, COVID-19. And there's two types of test. And the main test finds biological leftovers of a supposed COVID-19 fight. But it turns out any coronavirus infection within 10, 15 years, depending on the person. So they tell you, you know, get your boosters every 10 years because you can lose immunity, supposedly. No one's sure if that's true. But the point is that they say a tetanus shot lasts 10 years. The point is that if you've had a corona infection, which is the most common viral infection there is, you test positive for COVID-19. That's in the literature. And on the press conferences up there, they admit at the NIH that They're counting everyone that dies as a COVID-19. And you look at that death rate down there, that's the normal death rate every year of just people dying. But, oh, we got all scared over it being a man-made virus. And the discoverer of AIDS says that, and the Indians say that. And I don't think they're lying because they've got scanners beyond electron microscopes that can look at these and tell you it's man-made. Why is it man-made? Because you release it so that everyone with a common cold you now own, because it mirrors the common cold, but it's something that's new, so you can patent it. It all makes perfect sense now, doesn't it? Hindsight's 2020. And we saw most of this 12 weeks ago. And we saw almost all of it 5 weeks ago. But now we see the whole stinking enchilada. So there's another video. Just went up. Kelly McGreen article on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. Remember those two doctors 3 weeks ago that sent shockwaves across the internet? 8 million views on Facebook. 2 million views on Twitter. 5 million views on YouTube. They own a string of clinics. They show the death rate from the NIH even lower than the flu with the inflated numbers still. And they go, listen, how this works is you learn immunity by touching things and putting it in your mouth. People that live in bubbles get sickly. That's well known. That's all facts. They banned them. They banned Cedars-Sinai when they went, no, we told the president, here's the new fiber optic system with clean light, doesn't have the UV in it. But it kills viruses, and we put it down the throat, and has huge responses. Positive. Instead, Fauci comes out with something that eats your testicles that has an 8% improvement rate in his study. And, of course, he owns a position in it with a bunch of NIH people. Oh, but that's okay, because he's Fauci, and no one can question the great and powerful Fauci behind his curtain. Well, Operation Toto is exposing the whole thing. So video, another doctor speaks out against quarantining healthy Americans. Here it is.
This is not New York. And thank God this is not San Francisco. Governor Newsom has gone too far.
By the way, pause. I should tell you, family practice physician from Newport Beach, California, named Dr. Jeff Break. Continue.
This is not New York. And thank God this is not San Francisco. Governor Newsom has gone too far. Governor Newsom has stepped on our liberties and our freedoms. As a physician, I can tell you, yes, this virus is dangerous. But as we see the statistics come in, we're realizing that the fatality rate of this virus is in the ballpark of a bad seasonal influenza. What we're also knowing is that just like other respiratory viral illnesses in the past, we get over this virus by achieving herd immunity. We can never achieve herd immunity by keeping the herd quarantined. It's time that we protect the vulnerable and the most at risk, but we allow the young and the healthy to open the doors and go back to work. Do not let your voices be silenced. Make sure that your elected representatives, who apparently are essential, hear your voice loud and clear.
Ban him off YouTube, but that's the good news. We took the doctors whose video was banned and put it up on ban.video, and it's got 1.5 million views last time I checked. You know how pissed they are, though, that the average video is getting about 100,000 views, and we're posting 50, 60, 70, 80 videos. The average is about 60 videos a day to ban.video, and now the average is up at 100,000. We're routinely having videos with a million and a half views. And it's absolutely driving them crazy. There it is, 1.418. So it's a little under 1.5. Memory did not serve. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. They cannot stand it. But we're, of course, posting that video at banned.video. It's a resource for you to get what's being banned or what we believe is about to be banned, like the documentary Doctors in Black, the scamdemic. But one thing I wanted to get to earlier when I played at 2 minutes of the City of San Antonio Tyrants banning saying Chinese virus or Wuhan virus or Kung Flu virus. You can't do that, Tyrants. That's illegal. That violates First Amendment. That's the real danger. And every time someone goes after speech, everything follows. And we see that now. But notice when they're reading out the resolution, when the woman says, the WHO said it's not Chinese. It's like the UN is like, oh, like the Lord has come down and landed in front of us. And we're just supposed to just, oh, my gosh, the UN. I've had friends, family, neighbors in the last few months when I'm telling them something like, hey, you really need zinc. You really need. And they're like, oh, the WHO says there's no treatment or cure. And I'm like, I'm not engaged in medical activity. Can a mother say drink your orange juice, vitamin C is good? It's a cult of idiots. They have the FBI out ignoring MS-13 and child kidnapping with task forces raiding medical doctors that have always been there for decades with vitamin C intravenous. And I'm not a doctor type person, but I know how good it works. I go to those clinics run by doctors. I've probably done it 20 times. I'm feeling something coming on. I feel like crap. I go in there. I go, I want vitamin B12. I want vitamin C. There's a couple other things you can pay for. And my gosh, man. I can feel like I'm dying. And when I walk out of there, they got this one amino acid they give me a few times. When you're looking out the window at trees, you start hallucinating. Because you're supposed to do it for like 5 hours. I'll go, give it to me in an hour. Push it in me fast. I got to get out of here. And they're like, you sure, sir? And I'll be like, whoa. Start hallucinating for like, a couple minutes. They're like, hey, let's back off on that a little bit. But you know what? I'm bouncing off the walls. And I'm not selling that. I'm not pushing that. I'm telling you what I've experienced. I don't like needles. I can't stand them. But I'll go get one shoved in my arm because it works. It works, ladies and gentlemen. And again, most people sit there for like 4 or 5 hours to take those. I don't do that. I go in there and get it all in one big thing, and I just go push it in. And they're allowed to do that. If you can handle it, you can do it. But I don't have time. The point is that I haven't done it in about 6 months. I've been too busy. I used to do it like once a month the last few years, and it's incredible. And I'm going to go do it. My point is that imagine this, folks. Where they now are saying medical doctors can't get up on TV and tell you this stuff. I was talking to a very well-known person this morning, and he was worried about his wife. She has an autoimmune issue, and I said, has your doctor told you to take zinc? You know zinc's essential, and if you take 100 milligrams of it, it's like really powerful for your body. He goes, no, my doctor hadn't told me that. And the guy's son, he reminded me, is a doctor in a New York ER. And I'm like, well, then call your doctor's son. Go to the NIH website where it says zinc is essential. It's just crazy, folks, how dumb they want us. The people perish for lack of knowledge. It's insane, ladies and gentlemen. They want you to be absolutely desperate listening to Fauci, who's got this drug that eats your testicles. Hold it right there.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.